You're listening to New Technia. Webb finds a hidden third giant planet in the famous Beta Pictoris system. Astronomers found Beta Pictoris D inside a bright debris disk by identifying the chemical fingerprint of its atmosphere rather than relying on a conventional picture. The independently confirmed discovery turns a nearby young system into an unusually rich laboratory for studying how giant planets and planetary disks evolve together. A planet hidden in a familiar system. Beta Pictoris has been watched for decades because it is young, nearby, and surrounded by a spectacular edge-on disk of dust and debris. Astronomers already knew of two giant planets there, Beta Pictoris B and C. On July 15, 2026, two independent teams reported a third, Beta Pictoris D, a cold gas giant on the widest of the system's three known planetary orbits. The 30-second summary. Astronomers found Beta Pictoris D inside a bright debris disk by identifying the chemical fingerprint of its atmosphere rather than relying on a conventional picture. The independently confirmed discovery turns a nearby young system into an unusually rich laboratory for studying how giant planets and planetary disks evolve together. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The result matters for more than the planet count. Beta Pictoris D was concealed by one of the brightest debris disks known, an environment in which scattered starlight can imitate or bury a faint world. Its detection demonstrates that astronomers can find a planet by separating the molecular fingerprint of its atmosphere from the glare and dust around it. Webb read a chemical barcode. The Webb team was using the NIR spec integral field unit to study the already known planet Beta Pictoris B. That instrument records both an image and a spectrum at every position in its field. Instead of a smooth spectrum expected from dust, the researchers noticed a repeated pattern of carbon monoxide absorption lines, a chemical barcode associated with a giant planet atmosphere. The spectrum also carried motion information. The source's velocity, location, and alignment with the disk were consistent with an object orbiting Beta Pictoris, rather than a distant background star or an instrumental artifact. Follow-up Webb observations detected water vapor and methane, adding independent atmospheric evidence. A second team found the same world. A separate team using the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope identified the planet in direct images and then traced it in archival observations extending back about 11 years. That independent route is important. Spectroscopy and conventional imaging were vulnerable to different sources of error, yet converged on the same object. Current modeling places the planet roughly 30 astronomical units from its star, comparable to Neptune's distance from the Sun, and estimates a mass of at least about twice Jupiter's. Ground-based analysis puts it near 2.4 Jupiter masses and about 100 times fainter than Beta Pictoris B, making it among the lightest and faintest exoplanets directly imaged from Earth. Why Beta Pictoris is unusually valuable? The system lies about 63 light-years away and is only about 23 million years old. Its planets and debris are therefore observable during a formative period that our 4.6-billion-year-old solar system can no longer display. With three imaged planets embedded inside a structured disk, astronomers can test how planetary gravity sculpts dust, clears gaps, and sharpens disk edges. Researchers had previously proposed an unseen outer planet to explain parts of the disk's architecture. Beta Pictoris D is now a concrete candidate, although detailed dynamical modeling is still required before it can be credited with particular structures. A technique that could reveal other hidden worlds. This is the first directly imaged planet reported as being discovered primarily through moderate resolution spectroscopy. The approach does not merely locate an object, the same data immediately constrain its chemistry, motion, and temperature. That combination could prove useful in other young systems where planets sit behind bright, complicated disks. What remains uncertain? The orbit is long, about 9 decades, so only a small fraction has been observed. Mass, temperature, and orbital estimates depend on evolutionary and atmospheric models for young giant planets. The artist's illustration associated with the announcement is not a photograph, while the reconstructed Webb image is processed from spectral data. Further Webb and ground-based observations will be needed to refine the orbit, composition, and relationship to the debris disk. Before we overstate the result, the independently confirmed discovery turns a nearby young system into an unusually rich laboratory for studying how giant planets and planetary disks evolve together. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.